Most of the time, Pharisees and elders of Israel questions Jesus' authority, origin, and teachings. They always planned to trip him up, embarrassed, and ridicule him. But at the end, the leaders and elders of Israel were the one defeated in every argument. Jesus Christ in our gospel for today explained that he is the Son of David and at the same time the Lord of David. Jesus was known as being of the line of King David. Saint Joseph was of the house of David. So too probably was Mary, because people often married within their own tribe. Hence, Jesus was son of David by the flesh, but Lord of David by his divinity, just as Jesus is both son of Mary and son of God, her Lord. That's why in the Annunciation, Mary received this message, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Saint Paul notes that Jesus is his son descended from David according to the flesh, but established as son of God in power. My dear brothers and sisters, as a man in flesh, born of a virgin, lived amongst us, Jesus is the son of David, a descendant of King David. But as God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God who became flesh, is the Lord of David. By this, we are called to accept and follow Jesus as our Lord, the Messiah, the Savior in our daily lives, and live his teachings and commandments. We need to invite him to be the King of our hearts, ruler of our minds, thoughts, and actions, to lead and guide our lives, and most especially, surrender everything to him and serve our brothers and sisters respectfully, tenderly, and generously. My dear brothers and sisters, by doing these things, we can say, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior, my God and my Deliverer. Amen.